Blog Talk Radio.
And basically, it's a horror story. It's about the people who were burned out of their houses in the middle of the winter and displaced and left on the roadside to die. And that was the British Crown starving out the Irish people. When people say, we can't understand why the North and the South don't get along, and somebody's got to come and burn your house down. And there's two verses. I'm going to play the vocal version of Skimmerine. There's two verses that are not in the vocal version, so I'm going to do it from memory. And one of the verses begins, your mother too, God rest her soul, lay on the cold, cold ground. She had fainted in her anguish at the desolation round. She never rose but passed away from life to mortal gleam. And that's another reason why I left old Skipperine. That's my Uncle Tommy's song. My Uncle Tommy is Irish, born in Scotland. And that was Skipperine was his favorite song. The other verse is the father is singing to his son the reason why he left. And he said, and you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. And you were only 2 years old, and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you with my friends. You bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my coat of moor, and in the night unseen, we hailed a sigh and said goodbye to dear old Skipperine. So here's the vocal version with different verses. hear the wail?
Oh, Father dear, I oft times hear you speak of Erin's Isle. Her lofty scenes, her valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a lovely land, wherein a prince might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it? The reason me to tell. Oh, son, I loved my native land with energy and pride, till a blight came over all our crops, and the sheep and cattle died. My rent and taxes were to pay, I could not them redeem. And that's the cruel reason why I left old Skibbereen. Oh, well, I do remember that cold December day. The landlord and the sheriff came to drive us away. They set our roof on fire with the demon's yellow gleam. And that's another reason why I left old Skibbereen. The day may come when vengeance loud will call, when Irishmen are feeling stern to rally one and all. I'll be the man to lead the van beneath that flag of green, when loud and high we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen. When loud and high, we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skibbereen.
When my father came to the United States, there was no going back to Ireland. Everybody came by ship. There were no commercial airliners. So when you heaved a sigh and said goodbye, it was forever. Only in his golden years did he get a chance to fly back. And they all came here to prevent a starving to death. So they have come from hard times, a land that offered many benefits. And today, I pray that we never sing that song for our country when somebody burns our roof and throws us out, those who survive. And don't think it can't happen. It happens all over the world. Just watch World War II photos of villages on the road being strafed by Messerschmitts. And you'll see. Go to Spain. Go to France, go to Belgium, go to London, see the devastation of the Blitz. It happens in this world. Go to Rwanda and see the remnants of 800,000 Rwandans who were killed under President Pinocchio Pants's watch, and he said it wasn't genocide because it wasn't a million. Don't we have our little excuses on how we can get off the hook? I was telling somebody today, I said, you know, the next war is going to be nuclear. And I think that the politicians already have their speeches ready for when we lose a city. They've already got the speeches written. Oh, yeah, we lost New York today. It's a tragedy. And we're shocked and appalled, and we're going to turn it over to the FBI. What was that? Something happened in New Jersey? What? Chicago? Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. This president, he won the lotto. He won the lotto. He's out of town, man. He's celebrating. He's partying. He's emceeing. He's MC Hammer and Sickle. Oh, man, are we in trouble? He had a party for himself the other night. He brought all his friends, and he hosted it, and he was the MC. He kept introducing the acts. Yeah, and here's the singing group, the Muslim Brotherhood. Let's have a hand for them. Yeah. Here's the communist invaders of the Crimea. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Shout out. Oh, man. Help us, Lord. Help us. We're in trouble. What do you mean my neighbor's building an ark? What are you talking about? Oh, God help us. Here's a tune. You're not going to understand it, but it's got a nice ring to it. There was a guy, I think he was a Brit. His name was Roger Casement, but he was an Irish patriot. And because they had strict gun laws in Ireland that the Irish Catholics couldn't have guns, which is pretty much going to happen here. Obama's working on that right now. They couldn't defend themselves, and the Brits come in and slaughtered them. As if it was a ritual. So this Roger Casement, he turned to the only people that would help him, and it was the Germans. And he made a deal to bring 20,000 rifles to his countrymen in a German ship. And the song goes that he was signaling off the Bannerstrand, which is a body of water and land. And there was no signal being returned. And he drew the conclusion that his cause had been betrayed, and that's usually what happens. There's always a rat in the group, just like one day somebody's going to point you out as having a cross in your house or a Bible or, God forbid, a rifle. Yeah, and it's going to break your heart when you find out it's a relative. Never forget, Nathan Hale was betrayed by a cousin. There's a song which I'll play for you today. It's called The Crappie Boy. And it's about an Irish lad who gave up his life for his country, just like Nathan Hale. And both were hung by Lord Cornwallis. Isn't that something? In 1798, Lord Cornwallis was in Ireland hanging Irish Catholics and Protestants. Anybody, because the first uprising was a United Irishmen, both Catholic and Protestant. So, and a lot of Northern Ireland, the Scotch, they were brought over, just like when Stalin murdered 10 million Ukrainians, he filled the gap with Russians, and that's now called the Crimea. And that's what they do. It's called gerrymandering. And they're doing it in California with Mexican soldiers who haven't put their uniforms on yet. But so this tune is called The Bannerstrand. And, of course, Roger got caught and they hanged him. And then years later, they took him to England and hanged him, and they buried him in a prison yard. And then years later, the Irish people brought his body back home. The girl sort of sings with like a French accent, and it's kind of hard to understand. She uses words like riffles instead of rifles. and but you'll make it out.
Not everybody dies gloriously. Only Hollywood actors. I'm going to play a hero. They're going to give me a uniform. Unbelievable. I told you about the crappie boy, right? Crappie boy is Ireland's Nathan Hale. Both were betrayed by a cousin. That's what's really sad. I think with this crappie boy, you'll learn that his father considered him a traitor. That must be the greatest heartbreak of all.
It was early, early, all in the spring. The birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree, and the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night, the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappie Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the crappy boy.
Crappy, a boy, refers to the hairstyle. It was a revolutionary hairstyle, first seen during the French Revolution, and the Irish adopted it because they were influenced by the French Revolution and the American Revolution, and they did not fare as well as we did. We had a notion to protect us. The Irish just had a little sea that could be easily sailed. So Nathan Hale, in case you didn't know, he was hanged in an apple orchard downtown New York. They believe the apple orchard is now covered by Grand Central Station. And he was given, he asked for two things when he was in the holding pen in that apple orchard. And he asked for a Bible and a pen and paper so he could write a farewell to his mother. I think he was 18 years old. And when he finished, he was denied the Bible, but they gave him a pen and paper, and he wrote a farewell letter to his mother. And as he handed it over to the provost marshal for delivery to his mom, Provost Marshal tore it up, explaining to his commander that no one should know the bravery of this young man. And that happens today. Today, that Provost Marshal could be working at Saturday Night Live, NBC, the John DeMonkey Show, the Claudette Colbert Show, all those who mock a freedom. You know what they call that? That's not comedy. That is assassination by ridicule. And that's how the provost marshals work today.
So you see, revenge goes good in an Irish stew. There's a saying that the reason the Irish fight so much amongst each other is because they have no worthy opponents. Unbelievable. Everybody that comes through has to run the gauntlet. Everybody. You start at the bottom, you work your way up. And that's what happens. And you enter entertainment. You enter all of the entry-level jobs. Boxing. John L. Sullivan. I think he fought like 113 rounds down in Atlanta, Georgia, in 110-degree weather. He couldn't sit down because he knew if he sat down, he'd never get up. How's that? And his wife must have been tough. Because I think she was his sparring partner sometimes. But when they come over here, you know, they still got the taste of violin. I went to a Frank Patterson concert in a Catholic high school on Staten Island. I took my father because of Frank Patterson was from Tipperary, and so was my father. And they were from, he was from Clonmel County, and that's where my father was from. And boy, he was thrilled. He was thrilled. And I looked around, and I looked at my father's generation, and I could see in their eyes as they were looking at other Irishmen, they were trying to picture them 50 years younger. And they were looking around, you know, to see if they could spy an old friend. There's a song called The Old Bog Road, and it's about a construction worker, a bricklayer in New York, and how he misses the old country. That's what the Irish call it, the old country. And he's lonely. He's all alone here in New York. And he longs for the old country. But sadly, the old country, you couldn't live there because there was no money and there were no jobs. And you better hope that doesn't happen to us. So here's the old bog road.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them, for the sod where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from toiling cold and heat. But oh, to swing a scythe today through fields of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to wander back or own a king's abode. And oh, to see the hawthorn tree down the old bog road. My mother died last springtime, when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her wake it was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled up beside her bed. And Farron's church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, building bricks for load, as they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Now life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth, and do the best I can. Since no one cares for me, what need to make a moan? I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
There are Scotch-Irish too, and Catholic. And if you grew up in Scotland as an Irish Catholic, you suffered slings and arrows from the Orangemen, which were the Protestants, and the majority in Glasgow. And on St. Paddy's Day, my mother would go down to play with a green bow in her hair, and the kids would beat her up. And she would come upstairs crying to her mother, and her mother would put another green bow in her hair and send her back down. That's called being thick and stick-to-itiveness. So here's a tribute to Scotch mothers.
In an old Scottish home that is dear to my mind, lives an old Scottish mother, so gentle and kind. Trouble and care may have wrinkled her brow, but with thoughts sweet and tender, I think of her now. Old Scotch mother mine, you are with me all the while. Your kind old eyes and your dear sweet smile, though we're far apart, for the sake of all and kind, God bless and keep you, old Scotch mother
in the movie Gone with the Wind. There was a plantation called Tara. And Tara is a mythological castle that never existed, but it was created in a poem by an Irish poet, and it was to represent Ireland. The castle was to represent Ireland, and the harp as the symbol of the Irish people. And this poet wrote a poem about the harp that once threw Tara's halls. And he's recalling better days. And I hope we don't have to go through Tara's halls. And he's recalling better days when ladies and gentlemen had a great future and would celebrate the enjoyment of life. And then along came the British and subdued everybody. So he refers to the harp as being hung on the wall, never to play again. But every once in a while, the harp makes a sound when someone calls for revolution. And it throbs. So, like tomorrow, we could win. We lost yesterday, but tomorrow we could win. And it reminds me of another story about the Robert Bruce of Scotland. Robert Bruce of Scotland tried to drive the British out, and he had 7 battles, and he lost every one, and he was hiding out in a barn, licking his wounds, and he thought about giving up. And as he looked out the window of the barn, there was a spider spinning a web, and he watched the spider as he spun the web, and 7 times the spider failed to complete the web, and the 8th time he completed the web. So Robert Bruce had killed the spider and went out and won his battle. I just put the kill the spider in there to juice it up a little bit. But now we'll give you Tara's harp, the harp that once threw Tara's halls. The soul of music fades. I think that's what it is. Not bad, huh? Not bad. Okay. I'm going to give you another tune. It's about the relationship. You ever hear the song Danny Boy? It's about a relationship between a son and a father. And the words, there's always religion in Irish songs. There's one, the Foggy Dew. It's when the Irish rose up in 1798 to fight the British. And the tune begins that the Angelus bell by the Livy swell rang out in the Foggy Dew. There's always religion in Irish songs. And Danny Boy, in the second verse, and when you come and all the flowers are dying and find me dead as and dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I will feel, though soft you tread above me, and my spirit warmer, sweeter be, for you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I will sleep in peace until you come to me. Because we're all headed to the same place, except for the bad guys. And one thing I like about the Catholic Church, they teach you how to live and they teach you how to die. And they're with you all the way. When neighborhoods go bad, they don't move out. They stay to help the flock. And they go broke in doing it. And they have a lot of enemies. We saw the movie Son of God. And Pontius Pilate is he's reminiscing about the day's events. And his wife says, you shouldn't have done it. I told you not to do it. And he goes, what does it matter? In a week, no one will remember his name. And we got people walking around in this country saying the same thing. What does it matter? Yeah. So this is a tribute to all the dads.
Memory lingers on. and I miss him, the old man. He seems so big and strong, but the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and his son. And suddenly when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he's done. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on.
The next tune was me dad's favorite.
At a cottage door one wintry night, as the snow lay on the ground, a youthful Irish soldier boy to the mountains he was bound. His mother stood beside him saying, "You win, my boy, don't fear." With loving arms around his waist, he tied his bandolier. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I hope your heart won't pain. But pray to God, your soldier boy, you soon will see again. And when you're out in the firing line, it will be a source of joy to know that you're a mother proud of your Irish soldier boy. The fighting it was over and the flag of truce was raised. The leaders ordered the firing to cease. Old Ireland stood amazed. And when his comrades came to her door with a note from her pride and joy, concealing the news inside a peal of her Irish soldier boy. Farewell, God bless you, mother dear, I'm dying a death so grand. By bullets received in action trying to free my native land. I hope we'll meet in heaven above, in the land beyond the sky, when you'll be always in the cup of your Irish soldier boy. Farewell to dear old Donegal, Kilkenny and Mayo, Tipperary, Derry and Tyrone, where the bushes green to grow. And when at night you need to pray, it will be a source of joy to know that you're in memory still of your Irish soldier
praise thee.
harp he loved never spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder and said, no chain shall fall his heed, the soul of love and bravery. And free, they shall never sound in slavery. Land of Somerset, warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee.
When the British took over Ireland, it was a crime to be Catholic and pray. All the churches were destroyed, and priests used to hold mass in roadside ditches under the pain of death. Here's a tune for the Irishmen that passed on into World War I.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while, need the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I need the dawn. I see by your gravestone you would only 19, when you joined the great father in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean, for young Willie McBride was slow and obscene. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last constant chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave in a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and far apart behind the glass frame? In an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to your love in a brown and dark frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the pipe loudly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last mountain chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
The sun now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sun. Two man's flight in the front to his fellow man. To a whole generation that was butchered and damned. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the pipe loudly? Do they sound the march and the lover to down? Did the band play the last bounce and chorus? Did the pipe play the flowers of the fall? I am Willie, my bride, I can't help but wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And do they believe when he answers the call? Did he really believe that this war would end to war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying with all done in vain. But you're Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the fife loudly? Do they sound the dead march and the lover you down? Did the band play the last fountain chorus? Did the pipe play the flowers of the fall? Did they beat the drums loudly? Did they play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march and the lover you down? Did the band play the last fountain chorus? And did the pipe play the flowers of the fall?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a nice anti-war song. But Willie McBride didn't die for nothing. Anybody who dies on the field of battle does not die for nothing. They are the spirit, the living spirit of the world. And the reason that they were on the battlefield was to make sure that the battle didn't take place in your house. And never forget that. Less than 1% of this country defends it. And many are sons and the daughters of immigrants. Probably all are sons and daughters of immigrants. And once they come here, whether they're Irish, Italian, German, Hungarian, South American, once you salute the red, white, and blue and take the oath, you're now American, first class. Don't diminish your heritage. Beware of the anti-win people who tell you they are anti-war because they like slavery. Because they think that they'll be above the slave. So the final tribute goes to all the immigrants who are now part of the great USA, getting greater after we get rid of the communists.